Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us on Powell Broadcasting. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And before I get to our very special guest this morning, just want to offer our very sincere and heartfelt thoughts and prayers to all those who have been impacted by the flooding that's taken place in the last week here in our Siouxland Tri-State community. Be assured that we come together as a community in crisis. We always have, we always will, and we continue to keep all of our friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens in our thoughts and prayers as we struggle to rebound from this very challenging disaster. Mother Nature has an awful lot to say, and our thoughts and prayers are with all those who are directly impacted. That said, our guest today is a gentleman who needs very little introduction, Mr. Dave Bernstein, the co-founder of Saturday in the Park. Dave, we're a week away from your third, well, it's over three decades now, of Saturday in the Park. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
It is over three decades, that is true.
And your hair's just as long, but a touch grayer than it was back in the day.
That is true. Quite a bit grayer.
So it's always a pleasure to have you in the Saturday before the annual outdoor music festival. And I know that you're very excited about the lineup this year. A lot of good things going on.
Yeah, it'll be a great lineup. We're definitely skewing a bit younger than we did. We kind of bounce around between genres. So last year we had Earth, Wind, and Fire, which of course was a heritage artist is what I would refer to them
as. And a smashing success.
Very excellent, yeah. Excellent show. We had John Fogerty a couple years ago as well. This year with Bleachers, who is our headliner, it'll be quite a bit more like AJR the year we had them coming out of COVID. So, you know, we like to move around on the genres. We want to stay relevant. We want to continue to not only have content that is appealing to older folks, middle-aged folks, but then also younger folks as well.
Well, you've certainly done a heck of a job drawing them in over the years. And I will tell you, Bleachers is going to be a great surprise to an awful lot of folks. I remember Flo Rida a number of years ago, and I didn't think I would end up...
One of your favorite bands ever.
I didn't think I would end up being as effusive in my praise, but what a performer.
Yeah, he was great, and that was sort of a Hail Mary in 2019. We were struggling to get a lot of other folks, but it worked out well. You know, our main goal is always quality. We want to make sure that we're getting top quality original performers, artists, and I think that's the key. And Bleachers, Jack Antonoff is the lead singer of the Bleachers. Jack Antonoff was one of the three artists that made up the group Fun, and he also
along with Iowa City's own Nate Ruess,
yeah, and he also has won three Grammys over the last 3 years, I think, 4 years, for producing artists like Taylor Swift numerous times and multiple others. So top musical guy.
Great artist.
Great live music. They're a New Jersey band. They're a lot of ways like early E Street band, you know, that backs Bruce Springsteen, and just a real fun band.
Well, and for those of you who may have seen Fun perform at the Orpheum Theater, I think back in about 2016, Nate Ruess and his band just put on an outstanding show. And so I did not make the connection with Jack until you just mentioned that, which I think is great. Gives me a little more excitement, much more to look forward to and get enthusiastic about. But the headliner wraps up the night. Just prior to
the most important part of the evening, the fireworks presented by the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
And and we're grateful to play a small part in your three-plus decades of Saturday in the Park. But yes, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce will sponsor fireworks yet again at the conclusion of this year's Saturday in the Park. And it's a day full of performances, not only on the main stage, Dave, but on the Abe stage as well. There's an awful lot going on, so much to look forward to. And I want to remind those who visit next Saturday, the entire park is encircled with fencing now, and so be mindful of that. And please support the vendors, whether it's beverages, whether it's food. We ask people to support those vendors. They help make this concert possible. They make Saturday in the Park available to our community for free. And so the least that we can do is leave our coolers at home, leave our pets at home, and bring a wallet, bring your purse, and support the vendors who support Saturday in the Park.
Absolutely. I mean, no coolers, no pets for a reason. We have trademarked that term. We will, by the way, be utilizing mags this year, magnetometers. I had that wrong for many years. At all the entrances, there'll be the high-speed ones where you can walk through with small bags and things like that. But we do need to, you know, run everybody through mags. We will be sending people back if they bring in a number of things that common sense would dictate you shouldn't bring in. Starting with coolers, pets, food, wagons. We need folks to support our vendors, you know, clearly with appropriate documentation, you know, proper food and medical needs for folks that have such are warranted. We've never really had a problem, but we just, you can't bring your own stuff in and just hang out and eat your own food and sneak in a bunch of bottles of booze. That's why we fenced the park at this point as well. We've had a lot of questions about that. We feel that there's a better controlled situation with the park fully fenced and searching everybody that comes in than the free-for-all we used to have, where we'd find a million bottles of Fireball all over the ground along with other stuff.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Dave Bernstein. Dave, along with his dear friend Adam Figus, is the co-founder of Saturday in the Park, now over three decades old. And Dave, you've had some incredible acts over the years and some great memories from, you know, B.B. King and Aretha Franklin and Bonnie Raitt, Santana, I think Big Head Todd one year. It's just an incredible legacy of entertainment, who's who in rock and roll history.
It's been a great great run for sure. We had one massive choke on my part. I could have booked Dave Matthews for relatively cheap in 1993, and I didn't do that. I booked Buddy Guy and Dr. John instead. I, you know, should get some props because those guys are both, you know, legendary. Dr. John was, and Buddy Guy still is, but I did not book Dave Matthews back then. So,
wow, that's quite an admission. This is breaking news.
Well, I've been admitting it for a while, but it was a major choke. Everyone's got one, and that was mine, big time.
Yeah, everybody's got at least one.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have booked so much talent over the years, and quite honestly and very sincerely, when the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce this year had the opportunity to book John Andrazik, the front man for Five for Fighting, to provide a keynote and a concert, or what we're calling music with a message, for our annual dinner this year, I was quick to reach out to you to ask for help, because although I've booked lots and lots of speakers, I'd never booked live musical entertainment, and it's a completely different contractual animal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and when you bring the symphony in with that and Ryan Haskins, I mean, the demands are astronomical. Just kidding.
Actually. There's a lot of moving parts.
Ryan's
to
great
it.
To work with.
And we
it's also fun to give.
We appreciate Dave's experience and expertise, lending his considerable knowledge about booking talent. And Nick Palmiotti of OVG was also instrumental in helping us pull that together. And as a quick plug, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner with John Andrazik this September, in fact, on Thursday, September 19th at the Orpheum Theater, and we're very much looking forward to that. But Dave, John Andrazik is somebody you and I have joked about for years and has been in this community in the past and someone we're looking forward to. But tell us about...
It's going to be like Saturday in the Park in September on a Thursday.
At the Orpheum.
Yeah, so Thursday in the Park, but not on at the Orpheum.
Thursday in the Orpheum.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the other acts that will be preceding Bleachers on Saturday of next
week.
One of
the great gets we got, who will be playing around 5 o'clock, is Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs. Mike Campbell was forever Tom Petty's right-hand man, produced I think all the Heartbreakers music and a lot of Tom Petty's individual solo music, lead guitar player for Tom Petty, heavy in the studio, got a lot of publishing credits with him as well. So we're really looking forward, and Mike's got a new album out, a great article in Salon just recently on him, and he's just getting a lot of press on this new album, and he's going to be great. Real crowd pleaser. He definitely plays some Petty in his set, and that will be awesome. We also have Del Watergap performing right before Bleachers. We've got Nikki Lane, who's fantastic. She's kind of like, I'm going to call her a country rock crossover. She is tremendous. Andy Frasco and the UN, they are crazy. You know, and Lonesome Creek starting out, and then also Tough Roots out of Sioux Falls, a reggae group out of Sioux Falls. So that'll be great. Over on the Abe, they've got their normal array of awesome performers. They have Black Joe Lewis playing mid-afternoon. He's someone we've been trying to get for quite a while on both stages, either one. He could have played the main stage as well. And then followed by Paul Wall, kind of a old school hip hop guy, and then closing with Twista. So it's going to be a cool lineup over there. Those guys are going to end at 9:30. In the past, they had ended with a DJ, but they feel a lot of people want to come over to see Bleachers and allow them to tear down a little early as well. So if you're an Abe fan, get there early. For sure. Also,
well, makes a lot of sense because we definitely want a robust turnout for our main event, which is Bleachers, and we expect them to come on somewhere around 9 o'clock. Dave, 9:30.
They will be on around 9:15, so somewhere between 9 o'clock and 9:30,
and wrapping up 10:30-ish.
Wrapping up 10:30.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, and after a short commercial break, we'll be back with the co-founder of Saturday in the Park, an executive with State Steel, also a board member for our Orpheum Theater and involved in all kinds of philanthropic endeavors in our Siouxland community, Mr. Dave Bernstein. We'll be back with Dave right after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Good morning and welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host. And once again, I want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenried of NAI United. Our guest today is Mr. Dave Bernstein. Dave is an executive with State Steel. He's also, along with his good lifelong friend, Adam Figus, the co-founder of Saturday in the Park, now well into its third decade. One anomaly. They were not able to pull off Saturday in the Park in 2020, the year best known for the COVID global pandemic. But they're now back stronger than ever and scheduled for next Saturday. For those who wish to attend, you may park at the Tyson Event Center parking lot and take shuttles to and from Grandview Park throughout the entire day. A lineup on the Abe stage will wrap up a little bit early this year so that everyone can gravitate toward the main stage or the band shell to see the final performance of the day. That's Bleachers. They're the headliner in 2024. And Dave, I know you're super excited to have Bleachers. They are making a big name for themselves in live entertainment at this time.
Absolutely. And they're going to be just a great headliner for us, for sure. Really looking forward to them.
Well,
yeah, it'll be good.
And they've built a reputation for being fun in a live performance, and I'm sure that was Absolutely. A factor for you and the committee in selecting them.
It was, and they were a tough get. I can tell you when I tell folks that I know that book other events, they're like, whoa, that was solid. They were not expecting me to say that we booked Bleachers. They just sold out the good chunk of their tour, including Red Rocks nearby. So that's you know, reasonably meaningful for us as well. I think the whole lineup in general is pretty critically solid. Even if you don't know the artists, I can promise that you are going to see some unbelievable live music.
Well, and I think that is always the case. And I think over the years, we've seen a lot of rising talent come through Saturday in the Park. I mean, Casey Musgraves comes to mind.
Sure. We get calls all the time. So, you should get Casey Musgraves. It's like we had Casey Musgraves like 7 or 8 years ago. It's like, oh, really? Yeah. I mean, people say that all the time. You know, AJR, a lot of people missed AJR.
Yeah.
Because they didn't realize the songs they were hearing on the radio were AJR. They didn't know the name of the band. And there were numerous people afterwards that would say, oh, man, I didn't know they sang that song. I love those guys. It's like, yeah, you know. So the point was Saturday in the Park, and it has been since the beginning. We booked Buckwheat Zydeco and Gatemouth Brown, which nobody knew. Very few people knew. Some people knew. It's free, right? There's no barrier to entry. You show up. You see the music. If you don't like it, you can leave. You're not out on anything. You come back later. It's not like you bought a $50 or $100 ticket and you're bummed because you didn't love the show. And you know, bleachers alone is going to be a $50, $60, $70, $80 ticket. So we like to provide that value. Clearly, free is great value. And I think that helps with folks, too. There a lot of folks, I think, their expectations are exceeded. And I think in this case, that's going to be the case.
Well, this has certainly become one of the premier music festivals in the Upper Midwest. Certainly one of, if not the premier free outdoor music festival in the Upper Midwest. And I know that you work very, very hard year in and year out to book talent that continues to build upon that reputation. But it also takes an awful lot of work from a lot of volunteers.
It does, and that is
and
true.
Tell us about those folks that make this possible.
Yeah, we have a committee of about 45 folks that serves on the Saturday in the Park Planning Committee, covering many, many different functional areas of the festival. We meet for an hour at a time, pretty diligent about that. There's no meeting that should ever take more than an hour in my mind, my own personal opinion. So our meetings are an hour, and everyone talks about stuff afterwards to get in sync. And we meet a dozen times a year, and we put the festival together, and we end up with, you know, a few hundred volunteers, of course, the week of, day after. People cleaning, people serving beer, people setting up, tearing down, snow fence, things like that, whatever. It takes the effort of a large community. It is primarily volunteer produced, a couple of paid staff folks, and it works. And I think that really is what makes it work. And it the biggest challenge is to continue to keep growing the committee, evolving as people retire, getting other people to step into those roles and learn those roles. And we've had good luck with that over the years. And, you know, 34 plus years into it, you know, we've been lucky. It's not easy. And, you know, we just are continuing to look for opportunities and options to give the festival some stability and longevity going forward. You know, to me, I feel there's a certain amount of, like, where's the next Saturday in the Park? How do you get other stuff like that going? I mean, we were, you know, it was unique and awesome, you know, 34 years ago, and it's still very awesome today, but there's room for other stuff too. And at some point, things get complex enough and all that you need to migrate them towards different, you know, functional management techniques or methods to keep them going, because they change, right? It's like it's the same continuum that you see with businesses, where an entrepreneurial business as a startup might be very different than a business 10, 20 years down the road, where it's, you know, more professionally managed and things like that. So how do you go through that evolution with a community event? We've had community events go by the wayside. We've had community events that are still here, like Rivercade. We have new ones coming up, some that have been around a long time. And, you know, we've seen community events and events like Saturday in the Park go by the wayside in other communities. Unfortunately, many other festivals are long gone, forgetting whether they're free or paid. And so we want to make sure that we can keep Saturday in the Park alive and well, and also foster and nurture other things, right? We need to nurture other things. There should be a great event every couple weeks in Sioux City, especially in the summer and during the week.
So,
like Thursday in the Orpheum Park thing.
Yes. Thursday, September 19th, John Andrazik, Five for Fighting, along with Ryan Haskins and the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra for a keynote and a concert. And Dave, you talk about the volunteers and how important they have been over the last 3.5 decades Another group that has been absolutely instrumental and indispensable are your corporate sponsors.
Oh,
and I know that goes all the way back to our friends at Chesterman. But tell us about them and how people can get involved in helping underwrite this event.
You bet. From Cy Chesterman signing on, you know, back in 91 or maybe it was even 1990 as our first corporate sponsor, you know, we raise many hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, somewhere in the $500,000 to $600,000 range every year. And we can't do that without the corporate sponsors. This year, our presenting sponsor, of course, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Sioux City, Tyson Foods, good sponsor again this year. Gilcrest Foundation, always very generous to us in their support. Blue Stem Fund and the Chamber of Commerce, of course, Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, all the media sponsors we have, and many, many hundreds of other sponsors as well. That's what pays the bill to keep the thing free. And that and the food and beverage sales make this free. And that is a unique thing that hopefully we can keep doing.
Well, we want to thank all of those corporate sponsors. We also want to say thank you to the volunteers. For many, many years, I have made an observation on Sunday morning after Saturday in the park that Grandview Park looks spick and span. Yeah. And so those people really, they put in long hours to get this event set up. An awful lot of work to execute and then an equal amount of work to tear down and to leave that park in better shape than they found it.
A point, George Duchossois and his committee and the volunteers he gets are in charge of cleanup, and George has been doing it for quite a few years, and he comes down from Sioux Falls now to do it, and he does an amazing job.
Great guy. An amazing job. And Dave, in the final moments that we have together this morning, any final thoughts about what people should expect 1 week from today?
I think just expect a great night of great live music. Even if you don't know any of the music that you're going to go hear, I think you'll be blown away and probably fire up some stuff on Spotify afterwards that you heard that day.
Oh, I think that's absolutely the case. I remember you had the great Boz Scaggs a couple of years ago, and my kids went to that and absolutely loved it, and found one of their father's golden oldies, now one of their contemporary favorites. So
one of their father's 8-tracks.
Yeah, back in the day, the 8-track tape. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest, Mr. Dave Bernstein, the co-founder, along with Adam Figus, of Saturday in the Park. Dave, of course, also an executive with State Steel and involved with economic development and philanthropy for many decades, along with not only his father Jack and his grandfather Sam, his mother as well, been very instrumental in so many of our important and differing projects. The Orpheum Theater comes to mind throughout our community. Dave, hello to your family, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. It's so early right now.
Perfect. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday, which will be Saturday in the Park Saturday. Don't miss it. Thanks for listening.